And now let's learn the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, in the DASV. The first section goes like this. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Say that with me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Think that through. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Say it once more with me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. The second section goes like this. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Think that through. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And say it one more time. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now let's put the first two sections together. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And once again, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And once more, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the third section goes like this, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And say that once again. And say that with me. Teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Think that through. Teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And say it one last time. Teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Now let's put the first three sections together. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Once again, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And one last time, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And then the last section, surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Say that with me. Surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Think that through. Surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And say it one last time. Surely I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Now let's say together the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Surely, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And once again, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Surely, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And then one final time, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Surely, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.